this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Today we have frontman and guitarist Chris Clark from the band Babylon Shakes on the line. Hey Chris, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kara?
I'm doing well. Babylon Shakes performed over the summer at the High Volume Music Festival in Worcester, and sadly, I missed you guys because I got there late. And some friends described your band as a cross between Aerosmith and Faster Pussycat, which I think is pretty accurate after giving a listen to the album. Can you tell us some history on the band?
We got started back in, we really first got in a room together. It was like the week after Labor Day of last year.
Okay.
Or actually 2017, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Time is really flying.
Yeah.
I met Jeff, the drummer, at a Faster Pussycat, ironically enough, after party.
Okay.
And my previous band was opening the show, and I knew that band was dissolving, so Jeff and I struck up a friendship and started talking about, kind of the music we really liked and had in common, which was old Aerosmith and Hanoi Rocks. And I told him, I was working on some demos, and he was interested in hearing them, so I just sent him a couple of demos, and he really, really liked it. And I think about a week or two later, I got a message from Brad Lee, and he was saying, hey, if you've got something together, can you be ready in December, which was just, 3 months down the road.
Okay.
So sure, it's Brad Lee. Yeah, sure. So we found actually Gary, our bass player, and Jeff have always been really good friends. So it was just kind of a natural thing to get those two guys as a rhythm section, and we started jamming from there, and immediately started recording and working on an EP, and it just got happening from that point on.
I thought I saw something recently that you guys had made a change in the band. Is there a difference in the lineup now than there was when you first started?
Yeah, we've been a three-piece since our inception, but
okay.
This past December, we started thinking about changing things up, and Gary really expressed an interest in playing guitar. He's a good guitarist first and foremost, and he really wanted to play rhythm and some leads, and we started talking with Jeff, and he's had a really good friend named Dave Elmore. He said, Dave's a longtime bass player, he likes the same kind of stuff, why don't we just bring him down? And we did a couple of weekends in December, and Dave came and jammed with us, and it was perfect. It was like, he had always meant to be right there with us. He got the same taste. He wears the same kind of clothes. It was just perfect.
Great. Well, so you guys have your new album coming out this week. Tell us a little bit about Exile to the Velveteen Lounge.
We are really, really excited for this to come out. What we did prior to being on the label with Highball is we put out a 5-song EP last year, so those 5 songs are on this full length, as well as 5 new songs.
Okay.
So you get 10 altogether, and it's really it just runs the gamut from really bluesy sleaze rock to there's a ballad on there. It just encompasses all of our influences. You'll hear, some Hanoi, some obviously Faster Pussycat, and I think I've had a couple of people even mention like Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really pleased with it.
Well, I know that we just added a few songs to 91.7 FM, but for those who haven't heard it yet on our station or haven't heard of you guys, where's the best place for them to check you out?
Probably we're pretty all over social media, Facebook and Instagram, and then our website, which is just babylonshakes.com. You can pretty much access everything there as well.
Okay, great. And you mentioned Brad Lee. I know you guys will be opening for Firehouse at his event Rocklanta on March 29th at Center Stage in Atlanta. I'm very excited to be flying down to cover that event. Tell us what we can expect from a live Babylon Shakes show.
Oh my gosh, you'll get to see a lot of interesting vintage thrift shop clothing. It's very high energy. We really love what we do. We love playing together. We have a great time. We're always laughing and joking, and everybody's really, really focused when we get on stage together. I just can't say it enough. We just have a blast. We're like long lost brothers.
Very cool. I saw you guys are also doing kind of a unofficial pre-show for the M3 event in May as well. Hoping to possibly make it down for that. What other tour dates do you guys have coming up?
Our very next show, March the 2nd, we're going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina with a really good original hard rock band called Prowess, who are out of the Charlotte area. And then, the following weekend we are in Nashville at Shooters, and then we have Rocklanta. We've got a few other dates. We're going to be up in Jersey and in Delaware too. We got several things going on. All those are on our website and on Facebook.
All right, great. So any other news for us, Chris, before we go?
Well, tonight, as a matter of fact, at 9:00 on the official High Vol Music Facebook page, you can see the premiere of our video for the song Making a Million.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh. I look forward to catching up with you guys at Rocklanta in March. And again, so sad I missed your show over the summer. I heard that I missed one of the best bands of the day, so I was disappointed getting there late.
We'll see you at Rocklanta for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.